Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Angels on Air, December 31st, 2014, our New Year's Eve with messages from the Archangels. We are so excited to be here. It is the end of a wonderful year. We're sending out 2014 and bringing in the new year. And we're so excited to have our guests with us. And we have Reverend Nancy Sue Meyer, Jamie Street, and Lori Martin this evening. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Is Lori on?
I'm sorry. I didn't know Lori was coming on, too. I'm so sorry. Lori, are you unmuted? Okay, wait, I'm going down the board here because I'm not sure which number is Lori. So bear with me, Lori. I will find you. Let's try this one. Is that you, Lori?
I'm on Skype. Have you got
there
me?
There she is. We got her.
Yay.
I'm so sorry.
Yay. Okay, it's all good.
Oh, that's awesome. And with that, Lori, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you're leaving 2014 with what are you releasing for the year?
Okay. Well, I am an earth angel who sings, dances, acts, writes, and serves as an angel communication master, angelic life coach, and minister. I'm a member of the Angels Teach and Living with the Angels community from Canada. And you can visit me as guided at diamondheartangels.com. And releasing feelings of uncertainty and moving forward to remain steadfast in the energy of faith for 2015.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. That is wonderful.
Feeling very grateful
Thank
to
you.
Be here, too.
Oh, we are
Thank
so
you,
excited
Nana.
To have you with us. Oh, absolutely. And Jamie, would you like to tell us a little bit about yourself and also ending this year, what are you releasing and not carrying forward into the new year?
Hi, everyone. And again, Lori, I'm so sorry. And my name is Jamie Street, and I feel I'm an angel communication master, angelic life coach, and I studied my seminary and got my own angelic life minister with Lori. And if you're looking for me, you can find me at angelicsoulfood.com. And I am actually releasing this year and going into the new year with, honestly, what the expectations I put on myself to think that people would want to buy services from me or use me, you know, or I tried to go to mainstream, and in that, some people can because they're more mainstream. I am not. I'm just Crazy Jamie. He's a ball of fun, and that's who I'm going to be. I am no longer hiding behind what I think people want me to be, and I'm just going to be me. So this should be exciting. Hold on to your halos, ladies. She's back.
Oh, we are just loving that, Jamie. Thank you. That is inspiration in itself. I can't wait to see how it evolves in 2015.
Just save the bail, Mike.
And we have, yes, and we have also with us this evening Reverend Nancy Sue. How are you, Nancy Sue?
You know, I am doing fabulous, everyone. Just fabulous.
And can you tell us a little bit about yourself and also what are you releasing from the 2014, you know, going out and starting the 2015 without that?
Thank you. I am Reverend Nancy Meyer. I'm a Reiki Master Teacher and Angelic Life Coach through Angels Teach University. I am a crystal therapist, a sound healer, and you can reach me at angellady4444@yahoo.com. And, you know, I believe I am releasing the health issues that I've been experiencing within the year 2014, and I'm moving forward into my perfect divine health, as well as the divine power that I'm meant to be using right now. And I do see 2015 as being a fabulous, magnificent year for all of us. I see us blazing forward. And I am complete.
That is awesome, Nancy Sue. And as you were saying that, believe it or not, in the background there are fireworks going off already. And it's only 4 o'clock in Las Vegas time, okay? And as she was talking in the background, I was hearing all these, you know, what the fireworks, I don't see them, but I can hear them because they make that sound. So that was emphasizing for Nancy Sue. I wanted to share.
And I got goosebumps. I just have to share my confirmation to you, Nancy Sue. I was covered head to toe in goosebumps.
Mm-hmm. And my name is Nanette Ellis. I am your host this evening. And I am an angelic life coach, angel communication master, Reiki master teacher. And also, I've just brought in this year Yusui Holy Fire Reiki and my crystal Reiki and drumming Reiki. And for me, I realized I'm letting go of fear. I mean, because fear is just an illusion, and I have let it box me in and really, really create a lot of anxiety and different things that I mean, we are just these people on this big ball floating through the universe, and how do I think that my situation, you know, is so all-encompassing? I decided to let go of fear and have fun and enjoy this human experience and grow. So that's what I'm tossing out for 2014 and heading into the new year, just wide open, full throttle, as they say in motocross. And tonight we would like to thank a special thank you to Reverend Elvia Nina Rowe, who is our mentor, the founder of angelsteach.com. And I believe our lives would not be the same had she not come into our lives. And we each found her in a different method that brought us all together. But she is the founder of angelsteach.com. I highly recommend going to her site, angelsteach.com or angelsteachuniversity.com. There is just such a wealth of information and such a wealth of beginning a spiritual awakening that is bar none, coming from a very loving, unjudgmental person that I ever met in my life. And there's also an Angels Teach Facebook page, and there is a closed Facebook page called Living with the Angels that you can join. That just every day there's something going on, and it's just a community of like-minded people that are there supporting each other with love and non-judgmental. I mean, it's just like being hugged in angel wings. It's just a wonderful, wonderful community. And a big shout out, Reverend Elvia. We love you. Happy New Year. Woohoo!
Yes.
And with that said, before we begin, and I know the lines are really full.
I'm sorry. I'm just started singing in the background.
I was going to share this Native American tradition. It is their poem, and it's bringing in the new year with Mother Earth. And it's called Let Me Walk in Beauty. O Great Spirit, whose voice I hear in the winds, and whose breath gives life to all the world, hear me. I am small and weak. I need your strength and wisdom. Let me walk in your beauty, and let my eyes ever behold the red and purple sunset. Make my hands respect the things you have made, and my ears grow sharp to hear your voice. Make me wise so that I may understand the things you have taught my people. Let me learn the lessons you have hidden in every leaf and rock. Let I seek strength not to be greater than my brother or sister, but to fight my greatest enemy, myself. Make me always ready to come to you with clean hands and straight eyes, so when life fades as a fading sunset, my spirit may come to you without shame. Great spirit of love, come to me with the power of the north. Make me courageous when the cold winds of life fall upon me. Give me strength and endurance for everything that is harsh, everything that hurts, everything that makes me squint. Make me move through life ready to take what comes from the north. Spirit who comes out of the east, come to me with the power of the rising sun. Let there be light in my word. Let there be light on the path that I walk. Let me remember always that you give the gift of a new day. Never let me be burdened with sorrow by not starting over. Great spirit of creation, send me the warmth and soothing winds from the south. Comfort me and caress me when I am tired and cold. Enfold me as your gentle breezes enfold your leaves of the trees. And as you give to all the earth your warm, moving wind, give to me so that I may grow close to you in warmth. Great life-giving spirit, I face the west, the direction of the sundown. Let me remember every day that the moment will come when my sun will go down. Never let me forget that I must fade into you. Give me beautiful color. Give me a great sky for setting. And when it is time to meet you, I come with glory. And giver of all life, I pray to you from the earth. Help me to remember as I touch the earth that I am little and need your pity. Help me to be thankful for the gift of the earth and never to walk hurtfully on the world. Blessed to love what comes from Mother Earth and teach me how to love your gifts. Great Spirit of the heavens, lift me up to you that my heart may worship you and come to you in glory. Hold in my memory that you are my creator, greater than I, eager for my good life. Let everything that is in the world lift my mind and my heart and my life to you, so that we may come always to you in truth and in heart. And I thank you, everyone. That is my gift that I wish to share with everyone for the coming new year. And we'll use that as the opening blessing. Is everybody together and ready to go? This is our angel readings. This is exciting. What I think we'll do is have maybe two people per reading, and we might have to go down to one. Okay? So I'm going to go to caller 805. As we begin, and Jamie, if you could ask on chat if anybody would like a reading. Hi, 805, how are you this evening?
Oh, thank you, that was lovely. My name is Donna, hello.
Hi, Donna. Oh, thank you. I was so inspired to read that. I'm like, really? You know, really, it's kind of long, really? And I kept hearing yes, so thank you for appreciating it. I wanted to share. Would you like a reading this evening?
Yes.
Do you have a particular question in mind, or?
I'm just wondering, you know, if 2015 is going to bring in more finances and maybe a love relationship. What we're all looking for, I guess.
All righty. And I am hearing Lori. If you can help Donna with finances and love relationships.
Hey, yeah, I'm just shuffling. And this is from the Tony Carmine Salerno's Spirit Oracle deck, Donna.
Okay.
So we'll see what message wants to come out. What? I'm just going, oh, there's one peeking. All right. It is. This is beautiful. The card is called Intention, and it's a lovely angel with lavender and pink around her. She's wearing lavender, and her heart, there's a lot of beautiful white light and a bit of pink inside of it. And what I'm hearing is that your heart, as your heart opens, the doors begin to open. And I'm just going to check what the message on the back. Do not lose sight of your original intention. Check inside your heart to see if the path you are traveling fits in with your original hopes and aspirations. If not, take action, take control, and steer your life back on course. And she's very focused. So, Donna, if you perhaps explore in the next few days writing down what your intentions are and remaining focused and also taking good care of you.
Yeah.
But it just feels like things are expanding. It's an expansive card. So I feel like everything's all good and all is in divine order. And just with the love, the pinks and the rosy sort of almost, I'm seeing roses in here. So feels good. Does that resonate with you?
Ask me?
Hello?
Oh, did you ask me that question?
Yes. Is that, how does that feel or how does that sound?
Yeah, I think I have to put, I'm always putting my energies into everybody. I think I have to put it into myself and, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm hearing begins with inside and there's a maybe a lot of some clearing away of any as we leave 2014 and releasing and then bringing your heart becoming centered again.
Yeah.
And all will open. Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. Yeah, that's a lot of things.
But they don't want you to lose sight. That was the main. Do not lose sight of your original intention. Okay?
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Blessings to you and Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Donna, I've got to just kind of put a little icing on the cake here because I loved what Lori had to say, but I kept hearing, you know, that you do need to take care of you and love you first, but they kept saying the more the merrier as far as love life, like go out and have fun and date and just make it fun and not like that each date has to be maybe the one. Forget about the one and just start dating for the heck of it, for the fun of it. And when you least expect it, there you go, you know, instead of being serious, needing to find the one.
Well,
I just need to share that with you.
I haven't found any. This town, I'm 60, and it's very hard to meet men in this town where I live.
Is it a small town?
Yeah. Santa Barbara, California. It's pretty small.
Okay. I mean, do you have any activities? Do you belong to any meetup groups?
I've been on a few, but the men have been mostly women. Yeah, no men really. I don't know what it is.
Go out dancing. Go. I'm 62. You know, go out. I don't know if you like country dancing or anything, but go out where there's people and just go have fun.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
You know, I'll do maybe a hiking group. I don't know. They're just hitting me with you getting around people and just having fun and just date and just don't put a box around yourself. Open it up.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, we love you. Thank you for calling in. And come visit us next year.
All right. Where are you?
We're in Las Vegas, but I mean, come call back on the show. We would love to hear from you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you.
You bet. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to go down to area code 509. Maybe.
Hello?
There we go. Hi, 509.
Hello?
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Hi, who are we speaking with?
Erica.
Hi, Erica. How are you today?
Good. I'm excited for the new year. I mean, just like for the party tonight, I guess.
Oh, loving it. That's great. I mean, you're coming in where we were just talking to Donna about go and have fun and enjoy, you know, just go date everybody. Just go have some fun. And you call in and say, I'm excited. I'm ready for the fun. That is awesome.
Yeah, I'm on my way to my hometown for it. So that's why I'm excited because I'm on my way. Yeah.
That is exciting. Well, Happy New Year. Do you have a question for the angels?
Just anything they want to tell me, really. Anything they want to
Okay.
tell.
So you want an angel's choice is what we call it here on the show. So an angel's choice, lady, and I'm really being drawn to Nancy Sue.
Okay. I am pulling from the angel oracle card, Erica. And the card I pulled is the fourth chakra of angel Raphael. And it's just amazing.
Nancy Sue, can you hold on for 1 second? Erica, are you on speaker?
No, I'm not on speaker.
Oh, because it sounds like you're on speaker and you're driving, so it was really hard to hear once Nancy Sue started. I was hearing, like, when you're
okay.
in a car.
Yeah, I can pull over.
Yeah, maybe pull over so that you really benefit from the message that she gives you, and so do our listeners that listen to the replay. I apologize, Nancy Sue.
No,
oh, that's
fine.
Okay, the card I pulled, Erica, is the fourth chakra with Archangel Raphael. And it's a gorgeous card. It's got all these beautiful colors of pinks, greens, yellows, blues. And it's Raphael who is extending a beautiful green energy. And he's surrounding this energy with gentle waves of pink to your heart center. And what I'm hearing from him is that there's a greater readiness to receive love from others as from yourself. And also I'm hearing that there's some much-needed healing within your heart that is taking place, but it's going to expand, and he's going to help you assist whatever is going on within the heart space. And he's also telling me that there is such a bright and exciting new year for you. And as I said that, I saw fireworks going off all around my body. So I don't know what's coming up for you, but I'm saying be ready for it. And I'm also hearing that... I'm not sure if you're in a relationship or not, but I'm hearing that there's some love coming in. And he's not telling me. He says, you already know, and you don't need to hear it. But he is telling me that there's some old stuck stuff within your heart, and you need to allow it to move on, let it pass. Move you, let it go, release it. And he says, work with him, allow him to work with you, and he will assist you in that. And you will be amazed at what comes up from him helping you. And he is telling me he's complete. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I think the exciting part was I finally get to transfer to the university. So, like, I felt like I kind of made a mistake for choosing, you know, to go through college, moving away, going to college. But in the end, like, it's just a lesson. Like, I don't, like, I would have done it the same way, even though it was, like, you know, different. Like, I learned. So, yeah.
Good. Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is that all? Just that?
Well, let me see if Jamie has anything to add on. Jamie?
Uh-huh.
Are you picking up anything?
Yeah, I just have just a little to add on to it, not too much here, since they're telling me Nancy Sue gave the meat and potatoes of it. But I pulled a card from the Spirit Messages deck by John Holland, and it's the Stay Connected card. And it's just the message I was getting from it is just, you know, if you... Or not if, but when you go, you know, through to just, you know, kind of release any of that stuff from the past, if it feels a little icky, which I'm not feeling, I'm not feeling like it's going to be some dreaded process for you by any means. It's a very light feeling, but just, it, you know, in that, just remember to just stay connected. You are never alone. Of course, your angels and spirits and guides are always with you. So, and not even just in the going back to release, but just, you know, it's kind of, I'm hearing it's a friendly reminder, just in general, to just always, you know, just stay connected. Don't forget, which, I mean, I do this quote-unquote for a living, and some days I just forget to just, you know, when I, something comes up or I get frustrated or, you know, my dogs have an accident in the house, and, you know, I can just call on them and just say, okay, can you just help me out here a minute? Just bring me some peace so I can get through this. So just a general, just staying connected, remembering that you can call on them anytime. Nothing's too big or small.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
Yeah, and that's all. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I have a thing where, like, I don't, well, I pray because I want to, you know, at night and, like, you know, just pretty much, to be grateful for another day. But then, like, I see people that pray for something that they want, and I don't like to do that. Like, why is that? Like, I don't like to pray for because I want something in return. Like, I don't think that's right. And how do I get over that?
That,
because
you know what I think it is? Or what I'm feeling, I'm trying to change my own wording here. But I guess I can feel from your energy and that you're just, you are very connected. So for you, it's just, you just kind of know, you know that the way it should be, and it can be hard. Like, I love everybody. I can forgive pretty much anybody in any circumstance, and I catch a lot of flack for it. How can you forgive somebody or love somebody that would do something like that? But it's just because I know inside I have to. Because I know it's right, and I can't explain it, you know, and then I get mad at people for, like, well, why would you even question why? Because we're supposed to love, you know, or, like, with you, and like, well, you know, that's not how you pray, but I think it's more, the main thing is just remembering that you are blessed to have that knowing, and just remember, the, you know, the kind of, what I'm hearing is not your circus, not your monkeys. It's their journey. Sorry, I told you I'm coming back to my real self, if you heard at the beginning of the show. But how crazy. But you know, but really just, you know, and also too, I study human design, and some people are just wired, they literally are wired differently. Like, I carry the energy of just unconditional love, if I'm using it in my highest expression. Some people come off very selfish, but in actuality, they are literally designed down to a cellular level with these individual circuits and energy, you know, and energies in them, so they can come off very selfish. But in reality, it's just true to their design of, you know, what they're here to do in this time. So just kind of remembering and just trying to let it go. I know that sounds a lot easier said than done, but in that too, just call on the angels. You know what? I'm feeling a little judgmental, or, you know, I don't like feeling this bitterness or whatever it is you're feeling. You know, just calling on the angels or whoever it is you choose to call on, or, you know, just call on God. Hey, you know, I don't like feeling this way. Can you just help me just let it flow through? and release it because I don't want to harbor, you know, that kind of energy in me.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't
mean
it'll never happen again, but, you know, it's just knowing that you can do that and it'll help.
Yeah, well, I mean, for me, I also think that we need to ask for what we, like, want to because it's important. But I think that we kind of make our reality with our actions. So then it's like telepathically, you already asking for what you want. So I don't know. I just let it happen and just live.
and just work on letting it, you know, just letting the emotions flow through you because we're human. We are going to have emotions. We're going to get triggered from time to time. But, you know, just really just going, okay, just let it go.
Yeah.
You know, and just because it's serenity now.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for your guys' time.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Have a happy, happy new year.
Happy new year. Okay, Jamie, was there anybody on chat that wanted a reading?
Yeah, I have three waiting. And the first one is Angel Love, who is releasing self-doubt. And she would like an angel's choice.
And she's releasing self-doubt? Okay.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And angel's choice. And, Lori, I'm really picking up that you have a message for Angel Love today.
Hi, thank you. Yes, the card that came out is again from the Spirit Oracle deck, Tony Carmine Salerno, and it's holiday. And the mermaid, she looks like a mermaid. The card is all blue, and there's white light coming through, and I was hearing kick up your heels. She's just basking in the white light and allowing love and light in from the divine. And relaxing in that. So maybe too, taking time for yourself, something's coming up, and just be, what is the word, be in the lightness, and joy of who you are. And know that you are loved beyond measure, and all that no longer serves is being released now. Okay? And that feels complete, and I wish you a blessed, happy, and prosperous new year, Angel Love.
Oh, that's great. Jamie, does Angel Love have a response?
I'm waiting to see.
Okay, and while we're waiting for her response, who else do you have on chat?
I have Loretta, who too would like an angel's choice. Chatters are all but an angel's choice tonight.
Okie dokies. And Nancy Sue, I'm hearing that you have a message for Loretta.
I do. Loretta, I pulled from the Angelic Crystal card by Hazel Raven. And the card I pulled is amethyst. The key word to the amethyst card is spiritual. And it's the divine connection. The amethyst calms and focuses an overactive mind. It enhances meditation, deepens understanding of an underlying issue. It eases any kinds of addictions and addictive traits within the personality. And the chakra that this amethyst works with is the crown. And a very good affirmation for it is, I am full of spiritual originality and divine inspiration. And the archangel of amethyst is Zadkiel. And he is the angel of mercy and benevolence. He is also known as the Holy One, who teaches trust in God, a and the benevolent God. He brings comfort into our hour of need. And to invoke him to direct the violet flame of freedom to purify all areas of your life, to cleanse your karmic debris. And drawing this card, it indicates that you need to release something that is negatively influencing your life. Now, when I was going to pull from the Energy Oracle card, and my guidance said that you needed to hear something from the Angelic Crystal card. And I hope this Amethyst card, it helps you answer something that you had in your mind for your angelic reading. And with that, I am done.
Oh, thank you very much, Nancy Sue. That was wonderful. Okay,
and
Jamie, did you have a response from Angel?
I did.
Angel Love?
I'm
okay.
Sorry. Me and Annette read each other's minds, so I'm like answering your questions as you're asking me. Sorry about that, guys. And she says, thank you for that reading. Really appreciate it.
Oh, good.
Awesome. That's great. And before we take the next caller on, or not caller, but the next person on chat, we're going to go to Lisa at 352 area code. Good evening, Lisa.
Hello.
Happy
New
Year. Year to you.
Oh, happy,
how are
happy
you
New
this
Year,
evening?
you beautiful band of angels. It's time to fly.
What are you releasing for the end of 2014 before 2015 rolls in?
I'm going to release pain, and I'm walking into my power.
Awesome. That is awesome. You go, girl. Do you have a particular question for the angels, or do you want angels' choice?
Gosh, I just want to love on you angels, but
Oh, we love you, Lisa.
No.
'Cause we are all angels trying to find our way. Yes, we're all angels. I'm so thankful for each day. Thank you, angels. Thank you.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you for being in my life. Thank you for helping me through my most difficult time. Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm so appreciative of you, every one of you.
We are so thankful for you and your precious, precious spirit. I mean, and your voice is like an angel. Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing. Would you like a reading tonight? For the new year?
Yes, from Jamie, if possible.
Yes, that's what I was already hearing. I'm hearing Jamie has a message for you.
Yes,
and it's so funny.
Is that amazing?
Yeah, because I have the card sitting here, and I'm telling you, it's the card from last week. The reach out card from the Spirit Messages deck, and it's the one with the... the lady reaching her hand over the man's heart, healing it. So I'm taking it because I'm pretty much getting the same message, but to just keep on keeping on because, again, as you're healing this man, you're healing yourself and your light is just shining brighter and brighter. And just, I so feel, Lisa, that this coming year, I can't even put it in the words, but I just feel it. Like, I feel my body is like, finally I can breathe. Finally, I'm free. I just see, just ripping these shackles off, and I'm trying not to cuss, but you know, just enough already. And like, you're just finally breaking free of those shackles, and you're just that blinding, beautiful light. It is just pure magnificence, and I wish I could find the appropriate words, but there just are none. But the feeling I feel is just, Oh my God, it's so amazing. I just want to cry. It's beautiful, Lisa. It is so beautiful, and you're just going to be free, baby. You're just going to be free. Embrace it, I can't wait to hear all about it.
I feel like I'm getting ready to fly, and we are all angels, and it's our year to fly. This is going to be our year to fly. Mm-hmm. We are going to fly. We're going to open up. Things will be illuminated this year. That light that I'm seeing is going to illuminate. It's going to bring forth such prosperity and such blessing and such just courageous strength. I hear Archangel Michael saying we're going to fly with strength.
That is beautiful, yes.
And I just have to say, Lisa, one of our chatters, Tina, just said, she says she is beautiful and she's talking about you. We all just love you. Even our chatters love you, our regular listeners. You are truly, truly part of the family. And I'm just so personally thankful that you say you brought us through some of your darkest times. But, you know, a lot of people don't realize that the three of us have kind of been, and Laurie too, our collective energy, you know, is always together. And we've all really been going through just some shit. I don't know how else to put it, so pardon me, guys. You know, and when you come and you bring that energy, like, you do so much for us, too. So I am so thankful for you, and I appreciate you, and I just love you to pieces. I just thank you.
And I thank Reverend Nina Rowe. I thank Reverend Nina Rowe so much. I know I'm talking too much, but I'm so sorry. I have to say what the Spirit is leading me to say. She is such a beautiful warrior, and she has taught me to be courageous. She's taught me to speak my truth. And I've been there with Nina now for years, and she really hasn't even realized how much I've listened to her and how much I've been connected with Angel's Teach. But I've been connected. And I'm so thankful for Angel's Teach. I'm so thankful.
I think we all, amen, and send blessings to that. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Reverend Nelvia, do you hear it, how you're affecting others, so many others' lives, the influence you have? It's beyond love and compassion. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. Happy New Year, Reverend Elvia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Lisa, thank you for calling in. We're going to put you back on mute, and we'll go to... Oh, did I...
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Lisa, did you have something else to say, honey?
Just the three C's, power, prosperity, and peace for the new year.
Amen. Thank you so much. Happy New Year. All righty. I think we're going to go to caller 571, and then we'll go to chat. Good evening, caller area code 571. How are you this evening? Uh-oh, I hope I didn't lose them. I thought I saw a hand raised. Hello, is anyone there? Are you muted? I'll put him back on mute. And we'll go ahead and go take the next chat caller. I hope I didn't disconnect them. Jamie, who's the next?
Is there another one
on chat that wanted to read it?
Yes, we have our beloved Kathy Laub.
Oh, wonderful. Happy New Year, Kathy. And does she have a specific question or an angel's choice?
She is an angel's choice, and I just want Lisa in there that Kathy as well said you are beautiful and have a wonderful voice.
Oh, that's awesome. And Nancy Sue, I am hearing that you have a message for Kathy.
Hi, June Nanette. Kathy, I pulled from the Energy Oracle card, And the card I pulled is just amazing. I mean, I have tears flowing out of my eyes right now. It's the seventh chakra, Archangel Uriel. And here's this beautiful archangel who's also called the Fire of God. And when you look at her, she's got this beautiful crown on top of her head that's all golden, and it's got a purple, what I'm calling an amethyst, but it looks like a sphere on top of it, vibrating with this passionate connection to the divine. And Archangel Uriel, she brings this great power to your seventh chakra center. And I'm trying to listen and feel what I'm feeling, because there's a lot of stuff going on with me, within me, that she is bringing to me right now. But she is telling me that there's going to be this massive, open, and free-flowing channel of information and inspiration from the wonderful beings of the spirit world. And I'm hearing not just the fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth dimensions. I'm hearing the 12th and 15th dimensions. And this is, you have such intuition within you. And there's so much guidance around you that just wants to kind of push you right up to where you're meant to be into the new year of 2015. And she is saying this is such an awesome time in your life to fully get connected to spirit. And she says it doesn't matter if it's with an archangel or with an ascended master or any of your spirit guides or family members that have passed on, but this is such an amazing time for you to get and to hear all from the information and knowledge within the divine connection that you have. And I'm also hearing that it would be really awesome for you to work within your Akashic records, because there is amazing information in there that you are meant to open and read for yourself. And the questions that you have within you right now will be in your Akashic records. So it's really, she's really suggesting that you get in touch with your Akashic records and read them. And she says, feel her love flow around you, above you, below you, and within you. And with that, I am complete, Kathy, and I hope that gave you something that you wanted to hear, or that makes sense to you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Nancy Sue. And Jamie, please let us know Kathy's response, because I'm hearing that she needed to hear that to allow herself to open up.
Well, and she did say Happy New Year as well.
Oh. Okay, we're going to go to area code 337.
Hi.
Good evening, area code 337. How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you?
Good. Happy New Year. Woohoo!
Yay.
And who am I speaking with this evening?
My name is Candace. I'm calling from Louisiana.
Oh, hi, Candace. Welcome to Angels on Air this New Year's Eve. Do you have a question for the angels, or do you want an angel's choice?
I have a question. I would love to find out what do they have in store for me regarding, I guess, love and relationships for 2015.
Okay, and I'm already hearing Jamie.
And what was the last part? I'm sorry, hon. I heard the relationship, but I missed the last part.
For 2015, what do you see coming up for me regarding love and relationships?
Well, I pulled, again, from the Spirit Messages deck, and I pulled the Memories card. And it says, your memories are like diamonds in the treasure chest of your spirit.
More and more memories are arising within you. Remember the happier moments with your loved ones who are here in the spirit world, for neither time nor distance can stop the energy of love that you have for one another. So that is, I'm getting a hit on that for just in general, knowing that, you know, as far as relationships with your transition loved ones, that they are always there, you know, the signs and messages you receive, it's not coincidental. But then for the good stuff, love, relationships, I keep being drawn to this candle on the card, and there's a butterfly, a rose, a heart, a key, and there's a seashell and a note. It's just very, I'm hearing a, right at this particular moment, you're in a transitionary, you know, point, and that's, it's not a long-lasting, but you're just kind of, I'm hearing like coming down the home stretch of just some stuff that you had to process or go through for yourself to bring you in to being open and receiving a love relationship. And this rose, it's just so big and budding. I'm fighting my ego here is why I'm stumbling, is because I'm trying to tune into a like specific time frame. I'm not getting it. But I am hearing that this coming year, so long as you nurture that, you know, that plant, that rose, it's going to bloom into something beautiful. But I keep being drawn to the seashell, so I don't know if you're going to, like, go to the beach and find somebody, if you live near the beach down there, but something with the seashell. And I'm going to be honest, I'm not sure how it fits in, but it's very prominent in this whole tying it together. Does that have any resonance with you, or are you as lost as I am with it? Or?
I am just as lost as you are.
Yeah, it almost looks like it's a seashell, but it almost looks like a shrimp for some reason. I don't know, maybe he works on the shrimp boat. Yeah.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
I'm in Louisiana, so,
okay, is it, and I'm like, that's not a seashell, it's a shrimp. So I don't know, does he work on a shrimp boat, but something, somehow this man, there will be a man, and he, I don't know if he lives on the water or works on the water. And now my dog is, like, pounding on the door. So, okay, I'm going with the shrimp, not the seashell. Because I'm getting all this ruckus, like, yes, yes, yes. So it doesn't mean that just because you meet someone and he has something, I can't help but laugh at myself over the shrimp. But I'm going with what I'm being told. I'm not fighting it. But it doesn't mean just because you meet, you know, the first man that works on a shrimp boat is the one. But I would just pay a little more attention to something with a man who has something to do with shrimp. They won't give me a date, but they're giving me a shrimp. Go figure.
I love it.
Yeah, so I'm complete with that. I wish I could make more sense of it, but I'm going with what they're giving me, and that's what I got. But it will happen, without a doubt.
Oh, okay.
Well, I love it. Oh, thank you, Candace, for calling in, and have a happy new year.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
And then, if I may, I just wanted to give Kathy's feedback real quick.
Yes, please.
For Nancy,
thank you.
A big wow. Thank you. What a confirmation on what I have been sensing. The Akashic Records are a perfect guide for my next step. I have been feeling that 2015 will be my year to take off in my spirituality. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Oh, that was great. We're going to go to area code 302.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, and thank you for taking my call.
Oh, we're happy to. Happy New Year. And whom are we speaking with this evening?
My name is Karen, and Happy New Year to you, too.
Thank you. And where might you be calling from?
I am calling from Delaware.
Oh, wow, the East Coast. Love it. Okay. And
Delaware,
you have
East
a question for... Yeah. Do you have a question for the angels, or do you want an angel's choice?
I have a question for the angels, and I'd like to know if my friendship with a friend of mine named Tom is going to move forward into a relationship.
All righty. And Lori, I'm hearing that the angels have a message for you to give to Karen regarding her relationship with Tom.
Okay. Here is, this one slipped out just as you had called in, Karen. And it's from the Spirit Oracle deck, and it's actually the words that slipped out. And what the message is, your life is unfolding in accordance with the divine will of your soul. Trust, let go of fear and apprehension. You are protected and eternally blessed. Have patience. All manifests in perfect timing. So, I'm just wondering, the card is divine will. I've just turned over and looking at the picture, and I'm just seeing flames in this. It's beautiful. What else is that that I'm hearing? How is Tom? Have you and Tom spoken and had a really good conversation about this? Does he know how you feel?
Yes, and I and he does too, but it's complicated. So I'm waiting to see if he does move forward.
Yeah, it's the having patience. It all manifests in perfect timing. I'm going to check with another card. I'm going to check with the Archangel. Is that okay, Nanette, just to see?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I want to see what the Archangel's Doreen's deck. Okay. Well, it's Sandalphon. Archangel Sandalphon flipped out with the Gentleness card, and he's playing. He's got an instrument. It's about being very gentle, and this is what I was hearing, that just be very gentle with you, and not. It's not wanting you to force anything. That as you, and I know this can be hard to do sometimes, to allow for flow. And again, the first message about divine timing. And that everything is manifesting in its own time. But I would be gentle with him, and be, if you can, in those moments, and I know you can. I sense some very loving, gentle energy. And Archangel Sandalphon is a wonderful archangel to pray to. You can call on his energy, write to him, and he'll give you the signs. But patience. And be very gentle with yourself. The message on the card, gentle with yourself. Surround yourself with gentle people, situations and environments. And holding you both in a bubble of beautiful pink light, pink and gold light. And grounding that love and that energy.
Hello?
Okay, Karen?
Yeah.
So?
That sounds something in the background.
Yeah, that was a phone or a phoning.
Yeah, that was definitely
I'm not sure what that was.
It was definitely a sign that the message that Lori had to give you was right on target. So be gentle with yourself and have patience.
Well, thank you both so much.
You're welcome. And
it's
happy
greatly
to meet you,
appreciated.
Karen.
Thank you, and thank you so much. Have a wonderful New Year. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, and we're getting close to the top of the hour. Are you ladies okay to move forward? We've got a few more callers.
Okay.
Okay.
I can stay on.
Okay, Nancy Sue, you good?
Yeah.
Do you need to? Are you sure?
Okay.
You don't, pardon us. We have to fuss over Nancy Sue. Are you sure you don't need to, like, go eat or anything?
Nope, I'm good.
Okay.
All righty, because we have area code 843 on the line. Hi, 843. How are you this evening?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. And who am I speaking with?
My name is Pooja, P-U-J-A.
Hi, Pooja. How, would you like an angel's choice, or do you have a question for the angels?
Either would work. I just feel like a lot of big things are going to happen soon. So I feel like it's going to be a good year. I'm going through another really big spiritual shift, but I'm expecting a lot of good things to kind of really flow in. So anything that you could give me about this new year would be great.
Awesome. And Nancy Sue, I'm here, and you have a message for Pooja regarding the new year and her spirituality. Whoa, I stumbled on the word.
Yes, I do have a message for Pooja. And it's, again, from the Angel Oracle card. And this is the first time I've drawn this card, I believe. It's the Angel of Strength. And this amazing angel is standing here with this beautiful lion in front of her. And both of them are looking directly at me with this such a confident, intensive stare. And I'm hearing that this angel is bringing the news that it is time of increasing power for you. And so it's not time to be passive or submissive, but to speak your truth and to take action on your own behalf. And as I said that, I felt this really, I don't know how to explain it besides saying there's such a spiritual strength around me that I feel like I can fly forward like I've never flown before. And you, Pooja, are capable of taking greater control and directing your own destiny. For you know that power comes directly from within and reaches out to the universe and beyond from you. And that inner strength and unlimited resources that I'm trying to hear, it's like the full flow flows through you at this time. So I see you creating results of your deepest desires, your deepest wishes. And for you, call upon this angel of strength. She and her own inner resourcefulness will flow into you and bring that intense focus of that's what, okay, now I understand what that, the look of their eyes that I'm seeing. It's going to bring intense focus, and you are going to be able to push through, move through anything and everything to hit your desired reality. And as I said that, I can't explain the strength that I'm feeling right now. It just feels like I can just do anything and everything. And Pooja, that is for you from the Angel of Strength. And she is complete.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you felt that power.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there are a lot of I'm definitely there. I feel like there are a lot of things I've been working on for the last 4 years that are kind of coming now all of a sudden. And so I'm also in a holding period where I'm asking what it is that I truly, truly need and want to show up. And so I'm thinking I'm maybe on the bridge or on the edge of it happening, like literally like a step away of that's maybe something that I've really, really wanted all of a sudden to help propel me forward, or like to be a really solid sign, okay, this is what, you know, everything you've wanted the last 4 or 5 years, this is how we do it, or this is what we do, or this is, you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like a very strong kind of, because right now I'm just open. I'm just really sitting in that power, and I'm, it's almost like I'm kind of, I guess I'm asking for it to be revealed as to where, which direction to go, because I'm so, like, I'm just cool right now. I don't know how to explain it.
Okay, right now I'm seeing a light that she's pointing to me, which means she's pointing a light of guidance for you.
Mm-hmm.
So you will connect with the angel of strength. And she seriously is. She's this beautiful angel that has such a golden yellow glow about her. And visualize mm-hmm. her with a lion standing right in front of her. And have her help you go forth. Because she's there for you. And she's shining this brilliant light that I feel like I can just, my eyes are closed, and I see this path. And she's kind of shining it down, and little things are sparkly, and all of a sudden something really, really bright will show up, and then she'll come up to that, and then she points further down. So do a meditation. I'm hearing do a meditation with her,
mm-hmm.
And follow that light and see where it takes you, because I see, I believe that you're going to see the reality of what she's pointing out. Like right now, I just see beams of light and sparkly things, but I think she's going to be shining her light on something that's going to make sense to you. Like let's say
mm-hmm.
that I had a vision of this beautiful crystal rock that I really, really want, but I don't know how to find it and don't know how to get there. She's going to be showing you the areas to get to that crystal, if that's what you were looking for. So
okay.
Call on and meditate with her. And also I'm hearing that she wants to have you call on her at night and allow her to work with you in your dream time.
Mm-hmm.
So, honey,
okay.
go for it.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
That was awesome. Happy New Year, Paja. Hopefully we'll hear back
New Year.
From
Thank
soon.
You.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I'm going to area code 704.
Yay, that's
Hello,
me.
704.
Hi there. This is Pamela.
Hi, who are we
I'm so
speaking
happy
with?
To be here. This is Pamela.
Hi, Pamela. Oh,
I'm so
well,
happy
Happy
to be
New Year
here.
To you.
Same to all of you.
We are blessed to have you. And do you have any questions for the angels, or do you want an angel's choice?
I would so appreciate an angel's choice.
Absolutely. And I'm hearing Lori. Lori, if you can do an angel's choice for Pamela.
Yes, thank you, Nanette. Hi, Pamela.
Hey, Lori.
Well, how are you? And happy New Year to you.
I'm good. And the same to you.
Thank you. Well, here we are again. Patience. It's the Archangel Chofio card from the Archangel Doreen's Archangel deck. And that they just want you, it's just a confirmation, I believe, to have patience with you, with your journey. She's watering flowers. And so it feels like much will bloom in the spring and summer.
Okay.
But until then, you can bring, perhaps it's bringing flowers into your home as well. I don't know, where
okay.
do you live, Pamela?
I'm in North Carolina.
You're in North Carolina, so you don't have snow.
Yeah. I don't have snow, but I don't have flowers for a while.
Yeah. Yeah. She's just tending to and again, being very gentle with yourself.
Okay.
Okay. And just the words in the card, being guided to read them, your dreams are blooming more rapidly than you realize. Still, they need nurturing and patience.
Okay.
And lots of colors, and just be gentle with you, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
What a beautiful message, Pamela. Well, happy new year, and bring in the new year with bells and whistles, Pamela. And
okay,
call
you.
Us back.
To all
love
of you.
To hear from you.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. And I think, ladies, we are after the hour. Lori, would you like to say we're going to have to do a quick closing blessing to kind of tie us all together as we bring in the new year?
Yes. I actually, the angels, if this is okay with everyone, channeled a New Year's Eve prayer yesterday evening that is I believe is to be shared. So if that feels
perfect,
great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. So you're invited, if you'd like to close your eyes, you're welcome to it, whatever feels most comfortable for you. And know that the angels are surrounding all of us on this New Year's Eve, and we are being held in this most beautiful, loving, golden, violet light. And the prayer is, Dear God and our Lord Jesus, as we arrive at the end of 2014, help us remember it fondly, treasuring the magical moments and memories while releasing all that no longer serves in an easy and gentle way. As the sun rises tomorrow and each day following, we offer our gratitude for your continued presence in our lives, the opportunity to breathe, begin again, and to serve with an open heart. May our relationship with you deepen as we embrace each new moment in this new year with faith, trust, joy, and wonder. And so it is. Blessed be all.
So it is. That it was so beautiful. Thank you, Lori. How perfect and how fitting. Well, I want to thank all of the wonderful angels, Nancy, Sue, Jamie, and Lori, this evening for spending their time to share with us, all of us. We would like to collectively give a shout-out to the rest of you who listen to our show and are going to listen to the replay. Happy New Year. Release whatever you need to for 2014 and bring in 2015 with all the wonderful and happiness and joy that life can bring. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Happy New Year.
Right.